And as for the way contemporary beings have destroyed or changed these good customs, which were handed down from their wise ancestors of ancient times, for this also our incomparable Mullah Nasruddin has a very apt and wise saying. Eh, people, people, why are you people? If only you were not people, perhaps you would be more intelligent. A favorite saying of the famous American Uncle Sam expresses the same idea very well. When Uncle Sam happens to have drunk a little too much gin, he always says between drinks, when nothing's right, only then it's all right. But for myself, I will only say, wicked moon. At any rate, my dear boy, it must be admitted that certain customs which have reached your contemporary favorites from remote antiquity are exceedingly good for the ordinary existence of the beings there. These customs are good because they were invented and introduced into the process of ordinary existence by terrestrial three-brained beings who had brought the perfecting of their reason up to a very high degree, a degree that unfortunately none of your contemporary favorites any longer attains. The only customs that contemporary beings are able to create are those that further degrade the quality of their psyche. For instance, they have recently made a practice of always dancing here, there, and everywhere, a certain dance called the foxtrot. At the present time, this foxtrot is the rage everywhere. They dance it at all times of the day and night, not only the young, still unformed beings, who do not even begin to be aware of the meaning and aim of their existence, but also those whose faces clearly express, as can be observed by every more or less sensible three-brained being, that in respect of the duration of their existence, as our teacher would say, not only do they have one foot in the grave, but even both. As a matter of fact, what is experienced by a being during this foxtrot is exactly the same as what proceeds during that children's disease which the great Moses called Moordorten. The great Moses devoted half of his existence to eradicating this disease from among children, a disease that certain of your contemporary favorites of responsible age have resurrected almost deliberately, one might say, and spread not only among children, but also among adults and even among the aged.